Shelley and I were able to get away for about a week. We just returned late last night, and it was good to get away for a little while. And but I took a little reading material along with me, and one of the pieces I took with me was a tract that was written by Brother Copley a long time ago. And it reinforced to me the completeness of that little portion of Scripture, John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. And you know, we've heard that scripture all our lives, seemingly. And maybe sometimes so often that we can somewhat dismiss it or overlook the sheer immensity of its scope and meaning. Consider for just a moment, as we begin our day, the following exhortation from Brother Copley, and I'll just quote this. Grace provided a way of salvation, but our faith appropriated it. Grace provided a way of salvation, but our faith appropriated it. You see, it's our faith which allows us to possess. The word appropriate means to take possession of, fitted to a specific purpose. It's our faith that allows us to possess all that God has already done. Brother Copley, in his tract, pointed out several things. And I thought of this, you know, as I was reading it. He denoted that there are two sides. There's God's side, and there's man's side. And some of the points that Brother Copley made, before God created anything, okay, before there was anything in existence, before he even created the element of time, he was planning salvation for mankind, whom he had yet even created. Now that's amazing, but it's true. His plan of salvation was initiated through the counsel of his will. The Father, Son, the Holy Spirit collaborated on the plan of salvation before he even hung a star in heaven. See, God knew that man would fall. And so in his foreknowledge, he determined that man would need a Savior who would reconcile sinful man, a fallen creation, back to himself. And the only perfect Savior that could ever fill that requirement was the second person in the triune Godhead, his Son Jesus. Furthermore, God's plan of salvation was not intended to exclude anyone. How many times do we read in Scripture the word whosoever? It has been availed to all men, both Jew and Gentile alike. And as we read in Scripture, Christ died for all. He died for all. Furthermore, Brother Copley states, and I'll quote this, his power and wisdom were shown in creation, but his love is displayed in redemption. He also wrote, if man had not failed, and this is just beyond. Brother Copley wrote, if man had not failed, it would never have been known that God possessed the attribute termed grace. Amen. because God failed, we now see that he has this attribute, this quality, this characteristic called grace. And I've thought before how the angels, you know, God, they're created beings. But when you think about it, did they need grace? They were created. We need grace. Therefore, we can sing a song that the angels can't even sing. A song of redemption. Divine love gave birth to grace. Divine grace gave birth to redemption through the death of Jesus Christ, and redemption gave birth to salvation. I'm reading these things from Brother Copley, and it boggles my mind. Now there's man's side. You know, we only have one responsibility. We have one responsibility. He says, not only are sinners responsible to believe unto salvation, but believers, that's us, are also held responsible to walk in the light in order to receive a reward. That's our only responsibility. God's provision of salvation, Brother Copley writes, he uses the word absolute. His provision of salvation was absolute, which means free from imperfection or mixture, but man's attainment of it is conditional. And that word means to respond in a particular way. All men must respond one way or the other to the Word of God. There's only one condition for us: to believe all the Word of God, every bit of it. And if we reject any of his word, we disqualify ourselves from the ultimate reward which he has already foreordained for all men. I mean, we're the only ones that standing in our way because of unbelief. And we cannot, nor should we ever attempt to do anything to embellish upon God's perfect plan for us, because doing so would make a mockery of his eternal plan. It would make his wisdom void and make us self-righteous. We can't add to it. We can't take away from it. Well, maybe we can try to take away from it. But then again, that's just us. We cannot add to our salvation, but our responsibility is to fully believe the written word of God. Hebrews 11:16 says, but without faith it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. You see, there are different rewards. Our salvation can never be taken away. But how much reward do you want? Oh, I want all of it. The more we believe, the greater our reward. It's very simple, but we tend to make it complicated. So what is the highest reward? The bride of Christ. How many people have heard the bridal message and either deny it, decide they don't want to believe it, feel it's not for them? They're just disqualifying themselves. It's like Israel. They rejected. Faith is connection between the sinner and the Savior. That's all there is faith. And Jesus is the cornerstone. He's the rock. He's the foundation. I was thinking about these portions of Scripture. Think about that woman who touched the hem of his garment. You know, it doesn't say in Scripture, but you probably have to assume that she's been ill for 12 years. She probably saw every doctor, every soothsayer, every magician, sorcerer, anybody she could find to heal her. But who healed her? Think about the Roman centurion. Now here's a Roman man. In Rome at that time, the Roman Empire had all their pagan gods, just like the Greeks did. And maybe he had the means to provide for his servant a healer, a doctor. But he heard of this Jewish man, this Hebrew man named Jesus. How about the thief on the cross? He had no opportunity, did he? But he believed. This day, you will be with me in paradise. God's free gift is completely available to whosoever will believe. That's our only responsibility, is to take more. Do we deserve it? No. But it's been appropriated to us, and that's our reasonable service, is just to take everything that is already given to you. Isn't that marvelous? You know, I so appreciate Brother Copley and how he could just put things just into such perspective. And he rightly divided the word of truth. And he's not the only one. But, you know, we go back to the heritage of this meeting and other meetings. So appreciate that, brother. And, you know, like Brother Hill used to say, you know, maybe after I'm in heaven for about 1,000,000 years or so and I finally take my eyes off Jesus, oh, there's Brother Copley. Well, it was a real blessing to me, and I hope that it's a blessing to you. There are many writings, and I just look forward to reading more of them, and I really look forward to the day the Lord is going to come, and I pray that day is today. Well, God bless you this morning.